And now, music that makes for dreams, poetry and friendly philosophy, blended in the charming interlude, Beauty That Endures.
Thank you.
beauty that endures through the years in our memories. That beauty is the wonderful fabric of which our dreams are woven. Ah, how poignant are the pictures that flash upon the inward eye as one dreams of the past. The golden hours of childhood, when life was like a song in the clear morning, and the games we played and the things we did. Does this poem bring back memories to you? Down in a little back garden under a sunny sky, we made mud pies together, my little sweetheart and I. Stained was the little pink apron, muddy the jacket blue, as we stared and mixed and tasted out in the sun and dew. Why do I dream of that garden, I who am old and wise? Why am I longing, longing for one of those old mud pies? Oh, for the little pink apron, oh, for the jacket blue, for the blessed faith of childhood when make-believes are true. There you are. And if you'd like a copy of this poem, send for the free booklet, Beauty That Endures.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white cart by the sea. There's a little green gate, apples trellis I wait, while little eyes of blue come smiling through. The brown of your hair, there's some silver in mine too, I see. But in all the long years, when the clouds brought their tears, those two eyes of blue kept smiling through at
me. I had an interesting conversation recently with a businesswoman whose profession is to give vocational guidance to young women. Hers is a great responsibility, for she must understand the character of each young woman in order to direct her into the occupation best suited to her talents. Well, while I was there, a young lady came in seeking guidance for her future career. From the discussion that took place, these facts became apparent. The girl was healthy, well-educated, and capable, and her whole personality showed that she was vigorous and full of spirit. What sort of work, I wondered, will satisfy such a girl as this? Certainly no trivial task will give expression to her keen mind and boundless energy. But the vocational advisor made a quick and splendid decision. You're the type of girl, she said, who would make an excellent nurse. That means, of course, that you'll have to work hard and long. You'll need courage and perseverance. But I'm sure you'll find the work fascinating, and you'll be rendering a great service to humanity. I came away with keen admiration for the lady's judgment, for in my opinion, there is no occupation in the woman's field more worthy of our deepest respect than that of the nurse.